the KISS 92.5 studios in Toronto.
You ready?
Ladies and gentlemen.
Roz.
Yes.
And Mocha.
It's Roz and Mocha. What's going on?
Hey guys, this is Bruno Mars.
This is Selena Gomez.
The Chainsmokers.
Lady Gaga.
Calvin Harris.
Celestia Carr.
This is Ed Sheeran.
You're listening to my boys, Roz and Mocha.
Roz and Mocha.
My boys, Roz and Mocha.
The Roz and Mocha Show.
Between Roz and Mocha, who is your favorite?
Roz.
Mocha.
Roz.
I Mocha.
You guys are so funny, man.
Congratulations, Lisa! Wow!
You just won $1,000.
That is amazing. Y'all just made my entire morning. Keep it up.
You guys are awesome, man.
This is the Roz and Mocha Show.
Podcast.
KISS 92.5, who's this?
It's Rachel.
What's up, Rachel?
Can we ask that dude, I forgot his name, if he can do Peter Piper Picks a Pepper to see how many times he messes up?
Huh?
Can you ask why? So Maury is the person you're trying to figure out who the name is, right?
Yeah.
Okay, Maury is his name. Thank you. And you want Maury to ask, to say what? The Peter Piper riddle?
Yeah, to see how many times he messes up.
Maury, do you have the do you know this?
I think I do.
Okay, so I have it in front of me here. I've just pulled it up.
Oh, okay. That's what she said.
Okay, Maury, go ahead.
Peter pecked a picture peck up.
Okay, hold on. First just say...
What?
Okay, why don't we just start off to see if you know the words first?
Like slowly?
Okay, yes, yeah, slowly.
Peter Piper pecked a pick a pepper.
No, wrong.
Incorrect. No.
Peter Piper.
Yeah.
Picked.
Keep going.
A pepper.
No.
Peter Piper picked a Piper pecker.
No.
What?
No. No.
Peter Piper picked a pepper.
No.
What is it?
Peter Piper picked a peck of pickled peppers.
Peter Piper pick a peck a pick a pep.
No. Okay.
Just slow down. Just get the
slow
words
down.
Right.
Just
first.
Get the words right.
Peter Piper picked
a peck of pickled peppers. A peck of pickled peppers. Peter Piper picked. If Peter Piper picked a peck of pickled peppers, where's the peck of pickled peppers that Peter Piper picked?
Okay, can I have the sheet?
I thought you said you knew this, Holmes.
I thought I did. I thought it was Peter Piper picked a peck of peppers.
Okay, keep going then. Say the whole thing. I just read it to you.
Yeah, but
okay,
that's, I have to memorize it too say it?
Yeah, okay, go. And then we'll do one where we'll give you the sheet at the end.
Okay.
Okay.
Peter Piper picked a pecker of pickled peppers. If Peter Pecker picked a pepper picker peppers, then where are the pickled peppers that Peter Piker picker pepped?
Okay, yeah. That's good enough for me.
Close.
Close. Here's my thing. I don't think it's going to be any different if I give Maury the script. Okay, so here, Maury. There's a script. There's a script. Go for it.
Peter Piper picked a peck of pickled peppers.
Slow down.
Peter Piper picked a peck of pickled peppers. Peter Piper picked a peck of pickled peppers.
Hold on. Stop for a second. You have the sheet of paper in front of you,
yeah,
right?
Yeah.
Okay. Okay. And the font is big enough for you to read, right?
It has to get to my eyes to the mouth.
Okay.
One more time with script, Maury.
Peter Piper picked a peck of pickled peppers. A peck of pickled peppers Peter Piper picked. If Peter Piper picked a peck of pickled peppers, where's the peck of pickled peppers that Peter Piper picked? Peter Piper picked a peck of Peter Piper pick a peck. Peter Piper pick a peck.
Oh no.
Peter Piper pick a peck. Peter Piper picked a peck of pickled peppers. A peck of pickled peppers. Peter Piper picked a peck of pickled peppers. A peck of pickled peppers. Peter Piper picked. If Peter Piper picked a pickled peppers, where's the peck of pickled peppers?
Oh, how was that for you, Rachel?
That was good. Okay,
is that what you were hoping for?
Yeah.
No, kidding.
Okay. Have a great day. Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
Okay, bye.
The Roz and Mocha Show podcast.
You guys want to play Pinched?
Oh, yes.
Oh, my God.
New game alert.
New game alert. Okay.
This is Pinched.
Play. Okay, so how Pinched works. God, I love playing Pinched. Trivia-based, Maury versus Mocha, in front of them on the desk, a stack of old-school wooden clothes pegs. Simple. I will ask you a series of questions. You will have the opportunity to buzz in. If you get one wrong, Your opponent gets to put a clothes peg anywhere on your body. Both of you guys are wearing t-shirts today, which is the only thing that is mandatory for this
both
game.
Both blue.
Both. Oh, wow, Maury. That means nothing.
Absolutely nothing.
Absolutely nothing. So, guys, are you ready?
Yeah.
Maury, can I hear your buzzer, please? And Mocha, yours? There we go. Okay, so your categories today, gentlemen, are Christmas movies. And, hey, aren't you that hot guy from...
Oh, that one!
Mocha, it is your turn to pick the category this time around.
We'll do the Christmas one.
Christmas movies. Yeah. I will give you the line. You tell me the movie.
Okay.
Gentlemen, are you ready?
Yeah.
You'll shoot your eye out. Maury.
A Christmas Story.
Correct.
It's a red-eye BB gun.
Is a red-eye BB gun?
That's what he wanted. That's what he wanted
a
for Christmas.
A red-eye BB gun?
Red-eye BB gun.
No, you're wrong.
It was a BB gun.
Mocha Mocha, put one on him for being a smartass.
No,
yeah, too bad.
No.
Yeah,
too bad for being a smartass. It's called a Red Ryder BB gun.
Fine, but I still get to put one on him for getting the movie.
Okay, yeah, you get to each do one now. Yeah, yes, 100% more for being a smartass.
Okay, fine.
Okay, so Mocha gets one.
Where are you going, Maury?
Yeah.
Lip.
Oh, Mocha. Okay, Maury's going right on Mocha's
Pucker?
Lip now.
Pucker.
Yeah, say prune.
Oh, prune.
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 Okay. Oh, right on the lip.
Oh, my God.
Okay.
That okay. hurts, man.
Yeah, okay.
That's the whole idea.
Okay. Now, Maury, you get one for being a smart ass.
Okay. Here.
Okay.
Stretch out your arm.
Oh, he's going under the baby skin on the...
Stop flexing.
On the back of the arm.
I can't help myself.
Okay.
I can't help myself. I'm just so huge.
Okay. Yo! Oh. Yo!
All right, next. Gentlemen, to me, you are perfect. Mocha.
Love Actually.
Love Actually.
Come on.
Okay. Now Mocha's got another close.
Tell them
break.
They're carolers. That
your
was the
other
next
arm.
Line.
Okay, hold on here.
No, but that's my buzzer arm.
I'm going to your right arm now.
Mocha's going back underneath where the tricep is, just on that little bit of baby skin. It's so
sensitive.
Oh,
God
back
damn,
there.
It's like a needle. I'm losing feeling already.
Gentlemen, this is my house. I have to defend it. Maury.
I know that one.
Elf.
Incorrect.
Ah, Home
Mocha.
Alone.
Home Alone.
Oh, nap?
Why wouldn't I have known that?
I don't
I
know,
saw it in
Maury.
Symphony.
Okay, I want you to know how this feels.
Okay.
So pucker your lips.
Pucker your lips.
And I'm also going to go.
Right on the corner.
On the corner right of
God.
Your lip. There you go.
Oh, God.
Oh. And rounding out the category of Christmas movies, gentlemen, you stink. You smell like beef and cheese.
Elf.
Yes.
Oh, I know that one too.
Okay, Maury can barely walk. He's got his arms are all...
Oh,
right in the corner of the mouth, and he snapped it right on there.
Okay. That freaking hurts.
Okay, Mocha looks like a walrus. Gentlemen, moving on to the category of, hey, aren't you that hot guy from... hey, aren't you that hot guy from NSYNC? Oh, Mocha.
Justin Timberlake.
Yes.
Oh, I was going to say Lance Bass.
You would have been wrong.
Nobody says Lance.
Maury, if somebody says that hot guy from NSYNC, nobody says Lance.
Lance wouldn't even say Lance.
Correct. Thank you. Lance actually gave me this question this morning. What kind of laugh is that?
Okay, I'm going to go middle of Maury's left ear.
Okay.
On the outside there.
This is pinched, by the way, where you get a clothes peg on you if you get a question wrong. Hey, aren't you that hot guy from Donnie Darko? Oh, Mocha.
Jake Gyllenhaal.
Yes, sir.
Happy birthday to him.
Yes, happy birthday, Jake Gyllenhaal.
Okay, I'm going to do the exact same spot, but on your right ear.
Oh, I already know it's going to hurt.
Oh, God. Oh, Maury.
Oh, God, pre-hurt.
Maury looks like he's pulling in TV stations. He looks like an antenna. Gentlemen, hey, aren't you that hot guy from Chrissy Teigen's Instagram feed? Maury.
I mispushed.
Okay, Mocha?
John Legend.
John Legend.
Oh, I mispushed. My thumb slipped. I have no feeling in my hand anymore.
Okay, so Mocha's going. Where
oh,
are you going?
Oh, no, not the Adam.
No. Oh, my God. The
not
neck,
the Adam.
The front of the neck. The little tight. The
thin
skin right on the apple. And rounding at the category of, hey, aren't you that hot guy from... Hey, aren't you that hot guy from Thor? Oh, Mocha.
Chris Hemsworth.
Yes.
Oh.
Okay. I'm going to go over
this is the last one here, and then I'm going to count them up.
Ow!
Oh, Maury. You okay, buddy?
Oh, God, it's barfy.
What does that mean, it's barfy? It's How did it get barfy?
It got barfy.
Oh. Okay, let me count them up. Mocha, you have how many?
Two.
And Maury, you have...
One, two, three, four, 5, 6.
Not a good day for more. Not a good day, buddy.
Merry Christmas,
everybody.
And that's how you play Pinch.
The Roz and Mocha Show podcast.
Boy, oh boy, do we got a Christmas treat for you.
Oh, no.
Sorry, not we. I mean, damn it, Maury. Okay. I don't know why you want to do this stuff to yourself, man.
Yeah. I need to accomplish something.
So as we said in the past, Maury, you have funneled eggnog. You funneled a 7-Eleven Slurpee. That was for the start of summer. Chocolate milk, like 3 liters of chocolate milk. Last year, it was 2 cans of maple syrup.
Oh, so gross.
And the one that did the most damage was the Shamrock Shake celebrating St. Patrick's Day.
Oh, I did not do well after that.
You didn't do well after that. So today, we said that we had a treat for you. And around the holidays, one of the staples in everybody's life is the Swiss Chalet Festive Special.
So good.
And so why not funnel 4 tubs of the world famous Chalet sauce?
So spicy. I love it.
So spicy.
So, again, Maury, why do you always insist on these funneling challenges?
Well, I just want to actually do them successfully. And with the Chalet sauce, I thought, I love this. How hard can it be?
Right. How hard can it be, Mocha?
True.
How hard can it be? Okay, so Maury, by the way, just to remind everyone, is wearing Christmas boxer shorts, a Christmas t-shirt with a Santa tie on it, a Rudolph nose, and a lighted up sort of Santa hat.
A flickery,
thank you.
By the way, my funnel is not looking good.
No, your funnel is full of everything that you have funneled in this before and looks like it has never been cleaned. I think I actually see mold, which may make me sick to my stomach.
Yeah.
By the way, the Chalet sauce that we have, Maury, is not that hot. It's actually kind of cold, which I don't know. Does that make it better or worse?
I don't know. I've never had cold Chalet sauce before.
Okay. Well, I'm just going to fill this up here. Maury, are you ready?
I think so.
Okay. Hold on here.
Like extra tick.
Okay. So let me get I'm going to dump the first one in.
Boom.
Just remember, Maury, you got to keep your end of the hose down.
Oh, God, okay? It's thick.
That's what she said.
Okay.
So that's tub number one?
That's tub number one.
Oh, no.
Should I try and put a second tub in?
Yeah.
Okay. Oh, my God.
It's full up to the top.
Okay, so that is...
Oh, my God.
Okay, so that's tub number two right there.
It's brown and gloopy.
Okay, Maury, here we go.
Okay.
You want to do this. Okay, so put that in your mouth and you know what happens. I'm going to lift this above your head and then it's going to shoot right in your mouth.
Okay.
That's okay, Mocha. 1, 2, 3, funnel. There you go. Okay, so it's slowly.
Oh, my God.
Okay. So I've never
waited this long to drink something.
Okay, so hold on here now.
I don't know if this is going to work, guys.
Yeah.
It's just past the mold.
Okay, it's just. So right now the Chalet sauce is slowly making its way down the tube.
This is a first.
We're at the halfway point now.
Maury still hasn't had any Chalet sauce.
Maury has not had any Chalet sauce. Okay, Maury, maybe help it out a little bit. Give it a couple sucks. Okay. Okay, we're almost there. I fear Maury may pass out before we actually get to some sauce. Oh, it's almost there.
Oh, no.
It's almost there. Mm-hmm. Okay,
I'm feeling the warmth.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Okay. You got it?
Mm-hmm.
Can I just say, Mocha, I actually need to switch arms because my arm is getting tired from holding this thing up. Maury, you gotta let me know when you're gonna take it out of your mouth, man.
How am I supposed to know? It just came out. Oh.
Back in. Come on. You haven't even touched this, man.
And slowly drink. Slowly drink. Slowly drink.
It sounds like we have a mouse in the studio. And the way that Maury holds the funnel to his mouth, it actually looks like he's sucking his thumb. So he looks like a giant. He looks like a giant Christmas baby right now. Okay, how's that taste, Maury? How was that?
Oh, it's thick and tickly.
Okay, can you compare this to the other things you've funneled before? How does this compare to the KFC gravy? I guess that's the biggest.
That was really thick and warm.
Yeah.
This is kind of cool, but this has a lot of spice in it.
Yeah.
Can you see Roz in that dirty funnel?
Yeah. How far down he's gone?
Yeah.
I'm gonna say Maury's gone down on this about half inch.
That's it?
Yep.
But I've worked so hard.
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, don't. Ew. Don't. Ooh, 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 no, more. Ah, oh,
gross. You're, oh, gross. You're gross. You're gross. You're gross. Oh, okay. Why would you spit that up?
I don't know. There's so much oregano.
Oregano?
Oh, it's starting to really clump up in there.
Okay, back in she goes more. It sounds like little kisses. Like, what? Oh! Oh, God.
Oh, you spit up again? Man. I don't know if you should be funneling anymore, David Mori.
Maybe we should have diluted it.
Yeah, I think so. Yeah.
Pour some of your coffee in.
Oh, God.
That's so gross.
All right. Well, happy holidays, everybody. That's it.
Mori, listen, man. Dude, I've been working so hard and nothing's happening.
That's what she said.
Like, I imagine that's a feeling you're used to.
Merry Christmas, everybody.
The Roz and Mocha Show podcast.
Mori asked if he could do some singing this morning, and it is Go Caroling Day.
Oh, in my heart.
Go Caroling
Day. Go Caroling?
You got a song, Mori?
Yeah.
Okay, so hold on here. What I'll do, there's some real classics. I got my classic Christmas carol list here.
Is Blue Christmas on there?
There really are some classics. So what we'll do, Mori, is if you give you the opportunity to carol.
Okay.
For everybody who's listening right now, we'll go through some of the classics and see if you can get through an entire song. Here, I'll give you the note to start with. Uh-oh. Okay, and then that's where you're gonna start from. Okay, so Mori, so here's your opening note.
Okay.
And your song is Little Drummer Boy.
Pum pum pum, and they called him Pum 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 pum.
Pause.
What?
Pause. I have a serious question. I'm laughing about something else, by the way.
Yeah, not this, Mori.
Not
Don't worry
this,
about
just
it.
Something else.
Yeah.
I have a question. Do you know the words to the song?
Yeah, I was trying to sing them.
Okay.
Okay. Perfect. Sorry. Cool.
Note, please.
Pum pum pum,
and they call him pum 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 pum. My finest gifts to bring, pum 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 pum. I find him outside the door, pum pum pum.
Found who outside the door?
Okay, let's move on. Okay, we're gonna move on to
yeah, please.
Okay, wait. Okay, Mori, are you ready?
Yeah.
You got it?
Yeah.
Mori, your song is "Here Comes Santa Claus."
Okay. Here comes Santa Claus, here comes Santa Claus, right down Santa Claus Lane.
No, you gotta start again.
Here comes Santa Claus, here comes Santa Claus, right down Santa Claus Lane. Bringing lots of gifts and toys and food along his way.
And food!
And food!
Man, Santa ain't never left me any food under the tree on Christmas.
Okay, Mori. Okay, well, let's move on here.
Okay.
Mori, your song is... Silent Night.
Silent night, full of bright. Come, they sing all the fun.
Come, they sing all the fun. Start again, please.
Silent night, full of bright. Note. And they sing all the fun. Come around yonder into the light.
Okay. Come around yonder?
Okay, we have to end on this, okay? Sorry, Maury. Maury, your song is Feliz Navidad.
Okay. No.
Feliz Navidad. Feliz Navidad. That's all I know.
Maury, your song is...
So you got to follow... So start with this
tone.
Is
your note. Okay. Maury, your song is The First Noel.
Oh, no.
Okay. Tone. The First Noel... is in the life that is...
Are you singing Amazing Grace?
Am I?
Yes!
Oops, try again.
The First Noel is... I'm going back to Amazing Grace.
Okay, you're done. Let's take a call real quick. It's Roz and Mocha.
Hey, I wanted to request a song from Maury's beautiful voice.
Oh, you have a Christmas carol.
Yes, I do.
All right.
What's your name?
Samantha.
Samantha, what song would you like Dan and Maury to sing to you today?
I wanted him to sing Jingle Bells because I'm pretty sure he knows it.
You're pretty sure you think that Maury knows all the words to Jingle Bells?
Yes.
I'm willing to bet you a week's pay that he doesn't. What's that? Sorry, say again, Samantha.
We'll give you all of my week's pay.
No, I'm not going to take your money, honey.
Okay. What's a note?
Do you have a happier note?
What do you mean, a happier note?
It sounds so, like, sad.
There we go.
Oh, perfect. Your... If that doesn't scream happiness, I don't know what does.
Jingle.
No.
Maury.
Jingle.
And go.
Jingle bells, jingle bell, jingle bell rock. Jingle bells.
Stop. She asked you to sing Jingle Bells, not Jingle Bell Rock.
Two different songs.
The note one more time. Roz, please.
Jingle bells, jingle bell, jingle all the way. Oh, what fun it is to ride in a sleigh. Jingle bells.
Just a sleigh?
Just a sleigh.
Just a sleigh.
Okay, please, Maury, one more time from the top. The note.
Jingle bells, jingle bells, jingle all the way. Oh, what fun it is to ride in a sleigh. Down some hay.
You're amazing, Maury.
Yo, mark that down. That's the first time anyone's ever said that to David Maury.
And all it took was a
slam. I really like him. He's amazing.
Right, thank you, honey. Samantha. Have a very Merry Christmas.
You too, guys.
Kiss 92.5, Roz and Mocha.
Hi, I know Maury's not doing so well with the Christmas song, so can we maybe change it up a little bit since Hanukkah just ended yesterday and sing the dreidel song?
Oh, perfect.
Maury, do you know the dreidel song? Do you know all the words? Why did you look so unhappy coming in here to sing a dreidel song? Maury has a look on his face like he just smelled a bad smell. Why don't you want to...
I think I know them.
Yeah?
It's been a while.
Okay. I'm not that familiar with the dreidel song, so I'm just going to guess on a note here. Okay, you ready, Maury? This is your note.
Okay. I like that note.
Hit it. That's where you're
dreidel, dreidel, dreidel. No, it's hard to match the dreidel, dreidel, dreidel. I made it out of clay.
You're way off, Maury. You're way off.
Dreidel, dreidel, dreidel. I made it out of clay. And when it's dry and ready, my dreidel I shall play. Yes?
That was great.
Thanks for the call.
Thank you.
Kiss 92.5, Roz and Mocha.
Hey, I listen to your show every day. It's amazing, man. I want to hear him sing Jingle Bell Rock.
Oh, Jingle Bell Rock.
Mm-hmm. Jingle bell, jingle bell, jingle bell rock. Jingle bell sway and jingle bell flay.
What's a flay?
Jingle bell,
man,
jingle bell,
that ain't the song.
Jingle bell rock. Jingle.
Oh my god, that's terrible.
Yeah, you're not, you have the wrong melody.
It's hard to match tone and melody.
Well, unfortunately, Maury, that's called music.
Oh, that's embarrassing, man.
Okay.
Me. Jingle bell, jingle bell, jingle bell rock. Jingle to the left.
Don't you regret calling in now, bro?
Yeah, a little bit.
Yeah. Thanks for the call.
Merry Christmas, guys.
The Roz and Mocha Show
podcast.
When did you stop living with your folks? Because you left and then went back, right?
Left, went back, left, went back, left. Something like that. It was something like that.
You ended on a left.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, okay. We know that much.
I think I was maybe 22.
You have fluff on the side of your beard.
Do I?
Or something. I don't know what it is.
It's gone now.
It's been driving me nuts all morning.
Thanks. I think I was 22, maybe.
22. And then when you went back.
I was 23.
Yeah. And then when you went back.
30.
You were in your 30s.
Because I was waiting for the condo to get finished.
Yeah, that's right.
To be finished. I was like early 30s.
And I guess that this is true for the most part for the US and Canada, just because real estate prices are so crazy. But they say that now, for the first time, 1 in 3 adults live with either a roommate or their parents.
Oh, yeah.
1 in 3.
Dude, that is not surprising whatsoever. The housing market is just stupid right now. Or it has been for the past little while. When did you leave? When did you move out on your own?
18.
18?
Yeah, 18.
I
had no intention to, but I just didn't have, like, you had the luxury, both you and Maury, if you wanted to, you guys had the luxury of growing up in the city.
Sure.
Right? Where I didn't. I couldn't live a life and work and still be at home or go to college and sort of still stay at my mom and dad's house.
Growing up in Acton.
If I had that option, I for sure would have.
Yeah.
But I just didn't have that option, so I left at 18.
There's no way I would have survived if I left the house at 18.
No,
I don't think so.
I barely survived.
Like, looking at my life, I don't know, maybe it would have, like, made me mature at the age of 18, but man, I was living a different life at 18.
Well, so was I. I mean, I went to college, and instead of doing work, I discovered rye and the telephone dating lines.
Oh no.
At the same time. So I would just spend my nights.
Hold on, you went straight to rye? Like, you didn't even start with like coolers and then beer vodka hard liquor?
Yeah, no, I went straight to rye and telephone dating lines, which I truly believe that I threw away my college education because I was so addicted to telephone dating lines.
Dude, you skipped like 5 levels of liquor and went like
and life.
Yeah, and went straight to the hard stuff.
Yeah, yeah. It was crazy because the telephone dating lines at the time were like Tinder.
Sure.
Where if you got into it, like, it was very difficult to let go.
Yeah.
And you would just like sit
it's
on
like
the
a
phone.
Mafia.
You would just like sit on the phone all night, just like talking to women.
You try to get one right when you thought you were out, they pulled you back in.
They pulled you back in. It was crazy. And then you would like meet these women.
Yeah.
And it would never go well.
No.
Like,
ever.
Oh, it was a disaster every single time. But you'd go and you'd have this terrible date, and then you'd get back home and you're like, I'm never using that stupid thing again. And then you just see the phone sitting there, right? And it's like, oh God, come on. And then you dial it up and you do the whole thing. And it was nuts though. But that was 18. That's what happens when you're on your own at 18.
Oh no.
Yeah.
So 18-year-olds listening right now, stay at home. Kiss 92.5, Roz and Mocha.
I was just listening to Roz and I thought, oh my God, I so get it, because I met my husband that way.
What?
What way? On the telephone dating line?
On the telephone dating line.
Oh, which one?
You know what? I don't remember, but
please.
It was
Let me go through them. Let me go through them, okay?
Okay.
There was only two.
No. There was the Night Exchange.
No.
There was Quest.
No.
And then there was, oh, damn, it was the third one. Hold
wasn't
on.
Wasn't one called like the Party Line?
No, that was different. That was, turn my computer for 1 second. Do you remember this? You don't remember this, do you? Ready?
Yeah.
Apply. I love it when you say that. Explore your fantasies.
This was a commercial for the Night Exchange.
Is your phone and the Night Exchange.
Get out of here.
Talk live to local people.
locals.
It's exciting.
Is this the one that you were always on, Ross?
Yeah. And completely confidential.
Completely confidential.
A night exchange. Hot talk. Real people.
Hang on. Okay, what's your name on the phone?
Catherine.
So which, can you remember the name of the one that you met your husband on?
I don't, but it wasn't a night exchange. I know that. But so his ad on the telephone was like a want ad.
Okay.
Okay, like a police bulletin.
Oh.
Now, like, okay. Here's what I'm looking for in a woman, and he would just, like, list everything off?
Yep.
And what about you? What was yours? What was, like, your bio or whatever?
No, I didn't have one.
Oh, you didn't have one?
I didn't have one.
No. I just went on, and I picked guys that I thought I would have something in common with.
Yeah. Right. And how many and until you got to your future husband?
31.
31?
Damn. He was number
one. Wow.
So I would...
Wait, which number was he in your list of 31?
31.
Oh, wow.
Oh, man, he was the last one?
Wow. Here, let's listen to another Night Exchange commercial. Hold on a second here. So this to me, when you say, hey, I was college, in my head, when I close my eyes, this is all I hear.
Must be 18 years of age or older, carrier or long-distance charges may apply.
During the day, I'm ready for the Night Exchange. With Night Exchange, I can go wherever the phone and my fantasies take me.
Right.
Listen to greetings or talk live to real people.
Live.
It's exciting and completely confidential.
Yeah.
Start your adventure.
Yeah.
Call the number on your screen right now. The Night Exchange. Hot talk, real people.
Right.
Damn. Yeah. Hey, Catherine, thank you so much for the phone call today. We appreciate it.
All right.
Have a good day. Kiss 92.5, Roz and Mocha.
Oh, hi. How are you?
Good. How are you?
Not too bad.
What's your name?
I'm calling to comment. Oh, sorry. It's Judy.
Judy.
I was laughing because that was me. I would sit there for hours and talk. And then you would change your voice into something like that wasn't yourself.
So what was your name? Because I assumed that you wouldn't use your real name, Judy, when you were calling these chat lines.
You know what? I think I changed it a lot.
Really? All right. Okay, what about the voice? What would the voice be?
Oh, I don't know. Of course, you would change it into, like, a sexy voice or something like that. I don't really... It was so long ago. Oh, my goodness.
Yeah.
And then I think near the end when it started to die off, I remember talking to guys and they'd be like, do you have an email that you can send me a picture real quick? Some of them would never respond to it.
Man, I was using this before email. We didn't have no email.
Oh, yes, it was way before email, too.
Yeah, like, we didn't have access to that. But no, what the best way to do it is, you know the show The Voice?
Yeah.
Right? Yeah. Where you can't see the person and you have to judge them just solely based on their voice. And then sometimes the judges turn around and you're like, oh.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? That's what the Night Exchange was. Or that's what all those lines were, is that you would just hear this voice and you just like.
You just have this image in your head.
You would just fall in love with this voice and you're like, oh my God. And you would convince yourself that you're like, it doesn't matter what this person looks like, because just based on the voice alone and what I know about them, I'm totally going to fall in love.
Yeah.
Like, I'm totally going to fall in love. My life is set. And then you show up and you're like, oh. Okay.
You hear the losing horn from Price is Right in your head.
Thank you.
And you're
yes.
Like, no, I'm but, out. But I got to go.
But where the problem came into all of this is that instead of learning your lesson, you would go back home from that terrible date and grab the phone and get right back at it.
Right.
You would never learn your lesson.
No, it's like an addiction. Yeah. Like, you just kept going to it.
Oh, it was. I had a woman throw a salt shaker at me in a Just Desserts restaurant one time.
Why? Because you weren't what she thought?
No, because it was 11 a.m. on a Sunday and she showed up in a pink bikini and drunk.
KS 92.5, hello, it's Ross and Mocha.
Yo.
Hey, Fabian, what's up, man?
Between the age of 19 and 20,
yeah,
I was on Chit Chat Toronto.
Chit Chat Toronto.
And how did it work out for you?
It was jokes, man. Like Ross said, man, you just sat on there for like hours and talked to people, meet up with them. Like,
you know, wait, but didn't you have to pay for these chat lines?
No, you could always find
the back door,
a free sort of code or whatever. Like,
gotcha.
I never paid, but I would still have access for hours, because what would happen is, so let's say this is why you would be on it for hours, Mocha. Okay, let me explain this part to you as well.
Okay.
This is where the sort of patheticness comes into it and the desperation comes into it. is so there would be all these sort of numbers, right? Like you, they would have you, the max amount of women would be like 25 women could use it and 25 guys could use it.
Sure.
23 of those spaces for guys were paying customers. Okay. And then they would have like two lines reserved for people who could use the service for free. And the way that it would sometimes work was either this. You could get on, and if you got in one of those lines for free, it would only give you like 6 minutes.
Okay.
So then you'd have to try and burn through, connect with somebody, give them your home number, and then they would call you at home.
Okay.
Or what would happen is on the other one is that if you got one of those lines, you could stay on it for as long as you wanted. And so for fear of never getting back on again, you would just sit on it for 9 hours one night.
It's like it's like them old ladies at the casino sitting at the slots.
Sitting at the slots. Yeah. This one's going to pay off. I'm not giving up.
I'm going to hit that jackpot at some point.
I'm going to hit the jackpot.
Absolutely. Yeah,
that was exactly it.
Oh,
it was
it was
very much an addiction. And you know, when addiction matters is when it's not what you're doing. It's the consequences of the rest of your life. And things in my life were severely suffering. I would have plans to meet a friend.
Yeah.
And a half hour before I was supposed to go out and meet them, I would just dial up one of these lines and I would get through right away.
Yeah.
And it would be on the line where I could have in unlimited time on there. And I would just blow friends away.
Really?
I just wouldn't show up at the bar or wherever we're supposed to go because I just couldn't let this opportunity pass.
Because you never know.
Because you never know.
You found that, that one lucky slot machine that could have the big jackpot at the end.
Yeah, yeah. That was it, though.
Absolutely.
Man.
Yeah.
Damn. All right, Fabian. Thanks again for calling in, brother.
No problem. You guys have a great weekend, man.
Here we go.
The Roz and Mocha Show podcast.
All the holiday parties happening. I went to a couple on the weekend.
As did I.
Yeah, you did too, Maury?
Yes, I did.
Maury told me that he has questions about holiday parties. What kind of questions are they like?
Things that happened that I'm like, was that right or was that wrong? Like, I guess
almost etiquette questions.
Etiquette-y, yeah.
Okay, etiquette-y.
I know where this is going.
Okay, have you done any parties yet, Mocha? Like private parties, like at a house?
No.
No, you have not done.
Haven't even been invited.
Good for you. That's my dream in life is to go 1 year without being invited to a holiday
party.
I
have not been invited to a single thing at
good
all.
For you. I applaud that. I would like to be at that point in my life as well where I get zero invites.
And it's too
invites.
Late now.
Yeah.
Because this weekend, like everyone's doing family stuff.
That's right. No, you may have avoided it.
I haven't even been invited to family stuff.
Oh, good for you. Oh, my God. I double applaud that. That is, there we go. You're living the dream, baby. the dream.
I don't know if I should be happy that I'm living the dream or sad because nobody wants to invite us anymore.
Yeah, it's true. It's like this past year. I think this is the first time, the first year in my life where I haven't been invited to somebody's wedding.
Oh, really?
Because you're getting older.
Yeah. Oh, no, am I the only one clapping for myself? Okay. Maury, thank you. Maury, go ahead with your question.
Okay, so bringing wine to a dinner party.
Yes.
So I brought a nice bottle of wine.
Yes.
Shouldn't they open that wine? And if not, do I get to take it home with me?
I say no, they do not have to open the wine.
Yeah.
And you should not bring it back with you.
Right.
Because you're bringing it as a gift.
But to me, you're bringing it's kind of like a potluck kind of feel where you're bringing this as a contribution to that dinner. To me, it's not a gift.
Yeah,
I'm bringing it as a contribution.
Well, no, but it's not a potluck situation of where you would bring back your dish.
No, but everyone would have enjoyed it. It would have been unwrapped. The cellophane would come off the potato salad.
That doesn't mean people are going to enjoy it, though.
No, it does not, but at least we'll all have some.
So it depends. Sometimes when you go to these parties, sometimes people get like 20 bottles of wine from different guests.
Mm-hmm.
The phone number, by the way, is 416-870-8888. I'm with Mocha on this. No, they do not have to open it. It is nice if they do, but sometimes there is a backlog of wine. And no, if it is not open, you do not get to bring your wine home.
Yeah.
Okay.
Maybe they'll want to enjoy it at a later time.
Right.
Well, then I should have bought
a
cheaper
one. It was a gift.
Okay. Is it okay to use the ensuite bathroom in the master without asking?
Absolutely not.
Well, no, but what if the guest bathroom is being used and
then
you really
you
have to go?
Wait.
How do you wind up there?
Because I walk down
what
the hall.
What are you
there's
doing in the master?
Yeah, but there's got to be another bathroom
in
there somewhere.
Is it a house or a condo?
It's a house.
That's a house.
So multi-level.
Yeah, but the guest bathroom was upstairs. as are the bedrooms.
What are you doing?
That's what weird. Are you doing? Yeah, get out of my bathroom, bro.
Yeah, I'm going to say hard no on that one. Hard no on that one.
Absolutely okay. Not.
If the host says, hey, Maury, go grab seconds, and there's tons of seconds, and you know, it's is it okay to say, thanks, I'm stuffed, but I'll wrap some and take it home?
Oh, man.
I say no.
Well, hold on here now. Hold on here. They are offering that food.
I don't want it now. I want it later.
They are offering the food. If somebody says, hey, Moore, why don't you go grab seconds? There's plenty. They are offering Maury that food. So why does that food have to be eaten then? Why couldn't Maury just go and throw it in a Ziploc and put it in his bag?
I don't know. Right? Even still, that's weird, man.
Yeah, but if there's
Wouldn't
a
Wouldn't it be weird,
like,
though? Are they, it would be weird. That yeah. would be weird. That would be weird.
The situation would not be weird if I said to you, hey, Maury, there's more than enough, grab seconds, and you said no, and then for me to say, well, there's going to be so much left over, what if I pack you a to-go bag?
Right.
For sure.
But you can't pack your own to-go bag is what you're saying, Mocha. That's
right.
The line?
Yeah.
Okay, that's the line. Next question. We'll take some phone calls.
Do you leave your shoes on unless told to take them off?
I would say summer party, yes. Winter party, no.
Yeah, there's still snow on the ground on Saturday.
Yeah, you
too.
Can't come in with wet feet.
Okay,
I would literally murder you.
On, okay.
A Christmas murder?
It would be, yeah. It would be a great Christmas massacre.
I have one more.
Okay.
I have one more. Shouldn't I have been seated with my husband?
Jeez. Yeah, that's a whole thing. People do that at parties. They like to sit couples not together, so everybody sort of gets to mingle.
Right.
Right?
Like,
that's a tough one.
So the seats were like predetermined.
Yes.
Yes.
Yeah. People like doing that. Hey, listen, it's their party. They can do whatever they want.
I want to be able to at least be comfortable next to somebody.
Sit next to a stranger and stay the hell out of my bathroom. Yeah. Good morning. How's it going?
Hey, Roz and Mocha. This is Rosanna.
What's up, Rosanna?
You guys are awesome. I just want to tell you, okay?
Oh, thank you.
I know.
Listen.
So what do you want to say, Rosanna?
The conversation you're having, a couple of things. First of all, unless the host tells you to keep your shoes on, you better take your shoes off.
I agree.
But what if it's a hardwood floor and not carpeted?
No. Summer, I might give it to you in the summer. Not in the winter, man. Not past October.
Yeah.
No, exactly. And if you even have a problem with your feet that they stink or they sweat, then you bring some slippers and an extra pair of socks or something. You do not wear your outside shoes in someone else's home.
That's true.
I'm Italian, and that is just wrong.
It's like my buddy Cliff. It's like my buddy Cliff. Anytime he shows up to somebody's house, he's got a pair of indoor only Crocs.
Yeah.
Anywhere.
Yeah. Done.
Right?
Yeah. No
that
problem.
The norm.
Yeah.
And the wine and the same thing. Unless the host offers you to take food home, you do not take the bottle of wine that you brought back home.
Okay.
There you go.
Thanks,
thank you, Rosanna.
All right.
Bye, hon.
Bye.
You guys have a good holiday.
You too.
Yo, who this?
Hi, it's Kyla.
What's up, Kyla?
How are you?
Good. How are you?
I'm good. Thank you. I wanted to weigh in on the wine situation.
Hey, are a lot of people calling you Kyla Ren right now?
I get that a lot, actually. Yeah. I think it's my temper. It's got nothing to do with the name, right?
Yeah, I hear you.
So what's going on?
So I wanted to check in on the wine.
Yeah.
My mother would be so proud if she heard this, if she was listening. But if you're expected to bring a bottle of wine to a party, it's expected to be served. But in that case, you should always be bringing two. You should be bringing one to serve, and you should be bringing one as a hostess gift.
You should bring two bottles of wine.
I don't know if I agree with that.
Oh,
and
wow.
I don't think it was expected. Wow. Damn it, Maury, was it expected for you to bring a bottle of wine, or did you just bring it as a gift for the host?
They didn't tell me to bring a wine. My dad said, well, you know, it would be nice if you brought a wine.
Right.
Right. Yeah, which I
get. So then you're bringing it as a gift.
It's a gift. Yeah, so, you know, you don't get to take the gift back.
No, but my thing is, anytime I've gone to a family's for dinner, if I bring a wine, they've always opened the wine. To me, it's a contribution to that meal.
Well, I know. I know what you're saying. You're not stocking their liquor cabinet.
Yeah.
Yeah, you're not calling them, ask if they're low on something. And
no.
Just, you know,
no.
I'll top you up, bro. Don't worry, I got you.
Yeah, I'm getting kind of low on a 2012
Maybe it has something to do with the success of their dinner party that they didn't get through enough wine before people left.
Yeah. Geez, I don't know. I don't know. That's a tough one. What if you brought a wine and you saw that it wasn't being opened? Can you then go into the kitchen and open it your own self?
No.
Oh, okay. Never mind.
Yeah, I don't think so.
Can you can you speak up and say, you know, I really was hoping to try that wine I brought?
What? No,
I'm not. Absolutely not. You sound like an even bigger douche.
Yeah,
it's a great vintage.
It's tough. That's tough.
Come on.
It's tough. It's tough.
Hey, Kyla. Kyla Wren, yeah. We appreciate the phone call today.
Thank you.
Merry Christmas, girl. Hello, Kiss 92.5.
It's Colton.
Hey, Colton.
What's up, Colton?
Like, all I'm hung up on is why are you going to the master bedroom? Like, why?
Oh, because what was that question again, Moore?
Oh, because I needed to use the bathroom. And the only one available was the one in the ensuite master because someone was already in the guest bathroom.
But how long was that somebody in that guest bathroom?
Didn't matter. I needed to go.
But how long? But like, where are you wandering around that you wound up in the master bedroom?
Both were upstairs. So I went up. I jiggled the handle. It was locked.
Yeah. So there's washroom on the main floor of this house?
No. It's one of them bungalowy things.
Yeah.
You know, where it's two levels.
So you were up in the master bedroom rooting around?
Well, because I figured there has to be another bathroom up here.
If you ever came to my house, Maury, I would lock all the doors. Except for the place. Like, I would make you like a dog run. You know when you have like a dog and you build a chain link fence, like a hallway in your backyard?
Yeah.
Right? That's what I would have. I would build a dog run in my house and you would only be allowed to occupy that space.
But I'm not looking around. I went right into
the
bathroom.
You are such a snoop. I don't believe for a second that you didn't look around. I don't believe for a second that you didn't look around.
So are you telling... Wait. So yes or no, did you use that washroom?
Of course I did.
Okay. Yes or no, did you go through any of the drawers? Did you open any cupboards?
Just the medicine cabinet, because that's what you're supposed to do.
What are you doing?
See? Snoopy SOB.
You can tell a lot about a person by what facial cream they use.
I don't care. Like, I'm so, like, even with my parents at home, I have to ask to go into the bedroom, even if they're in there.
Yeah. Yes. Like, you're a good kid.
You invite me into your home, that means I have free range to go around your home.
Absolutely not.
Once I crush that threshold.
Okay, first of all, you've made up two words in one sentence,
totally.
Which is amazing.
And second, I have decided at this point you are never, ever, ever stepping foot in my home. Ever. 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 Thank you, Colton.
All right, Colton. Thanks.
Bye.
Colton's mad today, bro.
Yeah, the Roz and Mocha Show podcast.
Yo, Kiss 92.5, it's Roz and Mocha.
Roz, how are you? Mocha.
What's up?
Who's this?
It's Roz and Mocha. Who's this?
I got you. It's Jeff Cullen.
Oh, my name's Jeff.
Yeah. Hey, listen, I won that trip.
Don't you know where that's from?
Yeah, Borat.
No, 22 Jump Street. When Channing Tatum was trying to be a Mexican gangster, and they were like, what's your name? And the best accent he can come up with was, my name's Jeff.
All right.
Anyway, what's up, Jeff?
Listen, I won the trip to Mexico with you guys.
Yeah.
So I'm just calling if, I don't know if you guys partake or not, but if either one of you would like a nice bottle of tequila on the way back.
As much as I appreciate that, I cannot drink tequila.
Yeah, me neither. I'm not allowed, but whatever.
Well, it's not that I'm not allowed. Don't put me in the category that I'm not allowed. I'm allowed. I'm not one of those.
Hold on a second. Jeff, let's talk about this instead. Why are you not allowed to drink tequila?
Well, it's the wife won't let me because it's a little out of hand.
Does she feel great when you refer to her as the wife?
Well, no.
Okay.
But she's not here, so...
Yeah, I've never...
So Jeff can just do and say whatever he wants.
Yeah, all right, big man. So what are you... what are some other things you're not allowed to do?
Well, Jesus, lots, but...
Yeah.
Just like off the top of your head that you can think of right now.
You and Maury should start a support group.
You know what? I feel for that guy sometimes, but yeah, I'm right there with him.
Okay, come on, Jeff. Like, what other things are you not allowed to do in the house?
Aside from the obvious.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, I should usually run stuff by her before I say it.
Before you say it? You're not even allowed to be having this conversation with us, are you?
That's why I'm in the car.
That's why you're in the car.
Oh my God, so many rules, Jeff.
Many
I know.
Rules.
It's whatever. I go to Mexico. I don't care.
Yeah, fair
Wait,
enough.
Wait, are you taking her?
Yeah. Oh.
Yeah, oh, come on, please, Mocha. You think that this guy's not going to take.
Kind of a dumb question, but yeah.
Oh, yeah. All right, I'm the dumb one in this conversation. All right. Hey, Jeff, thank you very much for the offer. We definitely appreciate it, but no need, honestly. No need. We just want you to go with the wife to Mexico and have a great time, man.
Planning on it. And I can't thank you guys again.
Maybe bring a bottle back. You can take it to Maury's support group.
It's not a bad idea.
It's not a bad idea.
Have a great day, Jeff.
All right, you guys too. Thanks.
The Roz and Mocha Show podcast.
So one of the things we talked about on the Roz and Mocha Show multiple times is, as you know, Dan Mamori likes to read commercials that you hear on Kiss 92.5 a lot.
He reads a lot of the commercials.
A lot. And when Maury gets called to read these commercials, oftentimes when he's standing in that voice booth, he's not the greatest reader in the world. And he'll mess up a word or two or ten.
Yeah, and there's so many outtakes.
And he would have to keep reading and reading and reading and reading until eventually they get the right one. And, yeah, we have so many outtakes in the archive.
Is there a new one? Is that what you're
getting
to?
Because there's a new one,
yeah. Oh, there's a new one.
There's a new one that he was recording on Friday.
Come on in, more.
So where do you want to start? Like,
okay, let's start with the new one, and then we got to rank it with all the other ones.
And then blast through the classics?
Yeah, and then we'll blast through the classics.
And you'll also enjoy a $5 coupon for a visit in January. While quantities last. While quantities last. Okay. Enjoy the holiday special at Paramount Middle Eastern restaurants for just $15.99. And you'll also enjoy a $5 coupon for a visit in January. While quantities last, visit ParamountFineFoods.com.
So first of all, you said January wrong. You messed up January.
Did you not
at
notice
the
that
very
you
beginning?
Up, that you messed up January?
I tend to always do that. I always just go January.
Yeah, January. January. Did they let that go?
Yeah.
They gave you January?
They gave me January.
Listen, wow. listen.
And you'll also enjoy a $5 coupon for a visit in January while quantities last.
January.
Can you say the word now, though?
January.
No, that's quantities.
Oh, quantities.
What?
Quantities.
What?
Quantities.
What?
Quantities.
Yeah. Quantities.
Quantities.
Right.
Yeah.
Because I don't think you have to over... Do they make you over-articulate every word when you read these things?
No,
or no?
I have carte blanche. They'll have me redo things if need be.
Okay, so where does this rank? So go through some of the classics here.
Okay,
if you would. Oh. You're okay with this, right, Maury? Yes.
If it gets me more work.
So this was... So this is when Maury was reading from McDonald's, and they were like, hey, Maury, read this as if you're eating like an all-day breakfast McMuffin right now.
Hey, it's Maury from the Roz and Mocha Show. Yes, I'm stuffing my face with an egg McMuffin because you can get them anytime now. All day breakfast now happening at McDonald's.
But this part kills me right here.
Hey, it's Maury from the Roz and Mocha Show.
What were you putting in your mouth?
My arm.
You were chewing on your actual arm when you did that.
Hey, how's it going?
Okay. So you were chewing on your own arm. Okay, next up is...
It's America's Got Talent Night on City. Don't miss another round of auditions and Don't miss another round of auditions. Don't miss another round of auditions and jaw-dropping performances. Don't miss another round of auditions. Don't miss another round of auditions and jaw-dropping performance. Jaw-dropping. I have to slow down when I get to that then.
Okay, that's a great one. That's a great one. What else you got?
This one was for Dixie Mitsubishi.
Okay.
All right. This is probably like number one on my list.
No, this is not a curling commercial, but you really do need to hurry into Dixie Mitsubishi to... But you really do need to hurry into Dixie Mitsubishi to... Mitsu, okay? But you really do need to hurry into Dixie Mitsubishi to take it... Mitts. Mitts. Like mitts on your arm.
No, this is not a curling commercial, but you really do need to hurry into Dixie Mitsubishi. I did it again.
Yes, you did.
Oof, that's tough.
Okay, that's for tough. Me?
Yeah.
All right. So while this, the new one is real good.
And yeah. You'll also enjoy a $5 coupon for a visit in January while quantities last.
Okay.
While quantity lasts.
So for me, it goes Dixie Mitsubishi is number one.
Yeah.
McDonald's is number two. America's Got Talent is number three. And then while quantities last is number four. That's mine.
Yeah. See, I like the America's Got Talent one because there were just so many mistakes.
It's America's Got Talent night on City. Don't miss another round of auditions and
That's number. It's got to be number one.
Yeah, I like that one too. But I also like the McDonald's one.
Right?
Yeah.
Hey, it's Maury from the Roz and Mocha Show. Yes, I'm stuffing my face with an egg McMuffin.
That's number one for me still. More that's like still an, my number
one. A freaking arm McMuffin.
The Roz and Mocha Show podcast.
There was no proposal on The Bachelor last night.
There was not.
There was not.
There was just a, hey, let's date.
Hey, let's date. So don't worry about that because you want a proposal, you're going to get a proposal.
We got an email from a Roz and Mocha fan by the name of Lee. I would love to propose to my girlfriend on the radio, if at all possible, especially now as she hates Christmas. And I would love her to start liking it. We've been together for a long time. She's gone through a series of life-threatening operations. And I would like all of Toronto to know that I love her and want her to be my wife.
And we get a lot of these. We get a lot of these. I want to propose to my girl on your show. And most times we don't do it, but it's Christmas, right? Uh-huh. It's the holiday season, and Lee and his story with his girl Amanda is pretty spectacular, and Lee's on hold right now.
Hey, Lee.
Hello.
Welcome to the Roz and Mocha Show. How are you this morning?
Great, thanks.
So talk us through your relationship with Amanda. What makes her so special?
She's beautiful, strong, considering everything she's been through.
What has she been through? Talk us through that.
She's had a bunch of operations, brain operations, spinal operations, like over 30 operations in all.
What was the condition?
It's a 1 in 100,000 condition that affects people. It's tumor subocerebrae. It's like a false tumor in your head where your brain pressure, your body can't get rid of all the brain fluid. So she had to have a shunt put in. Yeah.
And do you guys have kids?
She's got a couple of kids from a previous relationship, yeah.
And okay. You guys, and how long have you been together?
Since November 2006.
Have you and Amanda talked about the possibility of getting married? Has that topic ever come up?
Yeah, it's come up a few times. It's just with all her operations and everything, well, life kind of getting in the way of stuff. So, yeah.
And you mentioned that she's not a fan of Christmas. Why isn't she a fan of Christmas?
Because a lot of her bad operations happened around Christmas.
Okay.
She almost died around Christmas. And yeah.
And you came to us and wanted to do this on very publicly. Why?
Because I want everybody to know how much I love her.
Okay, brother.
All right. Well, we have her phone number. So
Do you have like a speech prepared for her? Like when we put you through to her? You know what you're going to say?
Yeah, I know what I'm going to say.
Okay, cool.
Yeah?
Okay.
All right.
Yeah.
Well, let's call Amanda real quick. We're going to say some stuff to her first, and then we'll bring you on. But you'll be able to hear everything, okay?
And just so people know, you're not like hiding in the laundry room right now. You're not actually in the house.
No.
Okay,
no.
Cool. Okay.
I'm not even in the house.
All right. Okay.
Hello.
Hi, good morning. Is Amanda there, please?
Speaking.
Hi, Amanda. It's Roz and Mocha from Kiss 92.5 in Toronto.
Hi, how can I help you?
How are you this morning?
Good, thanks.
Good. Everything cool?
Yeah.
Yeah? What are you doing?
Wrapping gifts and having my first coffee.
Oh, fantastic. You got a fella?
I do.
What's his name?
Lee.
Lee?
Well, technically two, because I've got a little guy who's 12.
Oh, man. Okay, thank God you said that.
Hey, tell us about Lee. What's he like?
He's pretty awesome.
Yeah?
Yep. He can be a little bit shy at times and not so chatty, but
overall, he's, you know, he's awesome. He's an amazing dad to my little guy.
Yeah.
Who is also his, you know, not technically, but in all meaning of the word.
Amanda, what do you love about Lee?
Everything. How good he is to me. And my son. So I've been really sick for a while. Sorry.
That's okay.
And he's been really good to us.
Hey, Lee.
Yeah?
You can talk to Amanda.
Hey, hon.
Hey.
What's up?
Not much.
Where are you?
Living room? Wrapping?
Go in our bedroom and look in your bedside table.
You know, I'm not done my first coffee yet, right?
I know.
And it's, you know, only like a half liter mug.
Are you there yet?
Yeah, but all I see is like our bedroom set and TV.
No, go in the bedside table. Open the top drawer.
Yours, mine?
Yours.
Okay.
See a little box?
Yeah.
Open it.
Okay.
Will you marry me?
Yeah. Yes. Sorry.
Hey! Yo, y'all making me tear up. Come on now.
Sorry.
Sorry.
You're not supposed to say sorry. Come on now, guys. Amanda, were you expecting Lee to propose to you anytime soon?
Not ever. We've been together since 06.
Yeah.
Hey. So I just didn't think this was ever going to happen.
Hey, Lee, let Amanda know why you wanted to do it with us on the Roz and Mocha Show.
Because I wanted all of Toronto to know how much I loved her.
Thank you.
Now let a girl get back to her coffee.
Okay.
Lee, guys, we love you.
Maury wanted me to, when I emailed Maury about this, I told him how much I loved him on Wahlburgers, so he wanted me to mention that.
Stop it.
Maury, why you got to make their proposal all about you now? Come on now.
We love you both, and have a wonderful holiday. Have a wonderful life together. And thank you, Lee and Amanda, for allowing us to be a part of this.
Thank you for letting me.
Thank you guys so much.
Now get your ass home, Lee.
Hey. The Roz and Mocha Show podcast.
Dan and Maury was hanging out with the Toronto Maple Leafs yesterday during their practice. I guess it was after their practice, right, Maury? And just kicking it in the dressing room, talking all Christmas with your Toronto Maple Leafs.
Hey, what's going on? It's Dammit Maury here at the MasterCard Center in Etobicoke for our yearly Christmas chat with your faves from the Toronto Maple Leafs. Jay Gardner, how are you, man?
Good. How you doing?
Have you ever re-gifted anything, and if so, what?
We get a lot of gifts, you know, from different people throughout the year, whether it's headphones or like a speaker or something. So I think I remember doing that maybe a couple times.
Who on the team should be on the naughty list and why?
Ooh. Probably Leo Komarov. Just always chirping people and just causing havoc in the locker room.
Morgan, Merry Christmas, dude.
Merry Christmas. Thanks for having me back.
Have you ever re-gifted something and what?
I'll be honest. I haven't told my brother this, but it's been my brother the past couple of years. I gave him a GoPro last year that I got as a gift, and he thought it was like the best thing ever. So that was huge points for me. So so hopefully I get something like that going again this year.
Okay, now who on the team should be on the naughty list and why?
Kadri. He's always causing shenanigans, yeah.
Since we're in the dressing room and you do have your shirt off, can we do back Pictionary?
Like you draw on my back?
Like bro back Pictionary.
I don't even do that with like a girlfriend.
It's Christmas related. I'll draw something Christmas related.
Okay. Oh, okay. Want me to like shower first or?
I don't know. I'll just lean back.
Oh, okay. Perfect. Okay. Let's go. Okay. I think I got an idea.
All right. What do you think?
Is it Jingle Bells?
No. It's round.
I want to say, is it like a person or a thing?
It's Cole. I drew Cole.
You drew Cole. Interesting. That's a tough one.
Mitchell, how are you doing?
Good. Yourself?
Awesome. Who on the team should
perfectly
be on the
normal
naughty list?
Yeah. Naz, I'll say. I don't know, just Naz. I just feel like he's not a Christmas guy. He's grumpy all the time.
Naz and Kadri, dude, Merry Christmas.
Yeah, to you too.
Okay. Let's start off with this, the fact that everyone's putting you on the naughty list.
Uh,
asking everyone on the team who on the team should be on the naughty list, and they're all saying you.
Yeah, I mean, I don't think I deserve a lump of coal or anything, but I guess I could be a little bit of both. I mean, maybe sometimes on the ice I deserve to be. I mean, like I said, I think I'm a little bit of both. It just depends what day you catch me on.
I feel like you're getting emotional. Am I upsetting you with this news?
No, I never get upset. Please.
Have you ever re-gifted anything and what?
Yeah, I think, I mean, there's always that, like, clothing, you know, shoe material that maybe doesn't quite fit as nicely as you want it to, so you just kind of re-gift it to somebody else. So I think everybody's guilty of that.
Now, who on the team would you put on the naughty list?
I put Leo Komarov on the naughty list just because he's naughty, man. He's a naughty man, and I think Mo might make that list.
He's like hygiene man. Or like doesn't keep up with hygiene. Should put them on the naughty.
But naughty and dirty are like two different things, you know what I mean? So, I mean, no one has super terrible hygiene in here, thank God. So I think, you know, they make enough money to take care of themselves, thankfully. So nobody for that.
The 12 days of Christmas. If I gave you one of the days, could you tell me what it is? Day number one.
No idea.
Day number two.
On the first day of Christmas, my true love gave to me one. I have no idea. I literally do not know the song at all.
One.
And I'll probably go one for 12. No.
Merry Christmas. Always awesome to talk to you every year.
Oh, appreciate God, that. Thanks.
That's so funny, dude.
The Roz and Mocha Show podcast.
You all right?
Yeah, no, I'm good. I'm just so stressed right now.
I thought you were going to say sad.
No, I'm not sad. No, I'm in a great mood.
What are you stressed about? Just the Christmas holidays. Stress?
Yeah.
Stress?
Yeah. Yeah. I'm just because we're traveling this year. We're going out to Victoria this year to see Catherine's folks. And it's so my days are cut, right? Like,
sure.
First of all, I lose Catherine and Roxy on the 18th. When's that, tomorrow?
Today.
No.
Today's the 18th.
Oh, the 19th. Sorry.
Oh,
tomorrow.
Yeah, tomorrow. Yeah, I lose them tomorrow.
Uh huh.
So then I got to spend my week without them.
Oh no!
Right.
Wait, we know how depressed you get.
Isn't that glorious?
No, it's not glorious. I hate it when my family's gone, Maury.
Oh,
it's not like you, Maury. When Matthew's away, Maury can play.
I know. Maury's like, why are your pants not already off?
But that doesn't sound stressful at all. You want to know stress? I'm hosting my family for the first time ever for dinner at our house.
Oh, that's right, you
are.
Yeah,
but you guys, you hang out with your family a lot.
No, but
so
they've never been to our home for a meal.
Right. You've never cooked your family a meal?
Ever.
That's so weird.
Really?
Ever. So, like, we're making lists. We're ordering centerpieces and flowers.
Pause for 1 second. Don't make the process of writing a list sound stressful.
What do you mean you're making lists?
About what we're going to serve? Like, you know, how many soups?
How many soups?
Matthew wants to make three soups.
Three soups?
What, are you guys having a soup party? Hold on. Wait. Three soups? Plus, like, actual
plus a
food
turkey,
food?
Plus the sides, like the what do you call it, butternut squash and all that.
Yeah, sides.
Sides.
Yeah.
We know what sides are. You don't have to explain.
Okay, continue.
Desserts.
Okay, hold on here. What? So
the soups.
So what are the soups?
Portuguese calvaird.
What is
Which
that?
Is
What's
what?
In that? Sounds delicious.
So it's collards and
what's collards?
Collards greens. It's collard greens. It's like a greeny vegetable. You cut it up. It's very good. This is fantastic.
Like that.
What else is in
butternut
it?
Butternut squash soup. Oh, that, and you put chorizo, sausage.
Yeah.
So then butternut squash soup, and then chicken soup.
You're having chicken soup with turkey dinner? What are you, Swiss Chalet?
I don't know. Serving like opposing birds at the same meal?
Yeah.
Like, that's kind of weird. I don't know, man.
It's kind of weird. Yeah. I always like that about Swiss Chalet. When you order chicken, they ask if you want a soup, which is basically like saying, would you like us to send you the dinner and your leftovers?
Yeah.
Right? We will just take care of leftovers for you.
Would you like more chicken?
Yeah. We'll just take care of your leftovers for you. You don't have to worry about doing a soup with what's left on the bones. We'll just go ahead and make that for you, package it up.
But here's the thing though, Maury, those three soups that you mentioned right there, they already, with the ingredients, they already sound heavy.
Yeah,
so
that's heavy.
But the thing is, we're like, well, what if somebody doesn't want this soup? What if they want that soup? What if the, you know, the kids don't want to eat this? What if this?
Yeah,
what
but
if
you're
that?
Not a restaurant though. You just make one soup.
But we want
and
them
serve
to,
it.
We
that's
want to
the
impress
soup.
Them, right? Like, we want them to leave going, we would love to come back again.
Okay, so I'm going to tell you this right now. is that you're going to get in the problem that you did over Thanksgiving, which is what will destroy your holiday meal?
The whole thing.
No, I'm telling you right now. No, what will destroy anyone's holiday meal? It's not the seasoning. It's not what's on the menu. The clock is going to destroy your holiday
meal.
Oh,
and that's the other problem. This is on a Sunday.
Yeah.
When I sleep till 2.
Right.
Sometimes dinner, like 11?
It's going to have to be quite late.
Oh, my God.
The Roz and Mocha Show Podcast.
Most popular passwords of 2017. This is always my favorite list of the year.
Oh, can I take a guess?
Yeah.
Is password 2017 one of them?
No.
Oh.
No. No, it's the same every year. It's the same every passwords are the same every single
so
year.
So the word password has to be there.
Number two.
How about that's another five. Oh, like 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7.
That's number 8.
Oh.
Wanna try again?
All right. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
That's number 5.
1, 2, 3, 4? Oh, I have another one.
Yeah?
A, B, C, D.
No, but QWERTY is.
QWERTY?
QWERTY, yeah. That's number 4. All right. Okay, so I Love You is at number 10. Football is at number 9.
Yeah.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 is at number 8. Let Me In is at number 7. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9 is at number 6. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 is at number 5. QWERTY is at number 4.
What's QWERTY mean?
Nothing. It's just like it's the first one.
When you look at the
first 5 letters at the top of your keyboard, Maureen.
Yeah. QWE.
So literally, you just roll your fingers right across the.
Oh, that's so fantastic.
Yeah.
Now we know Maury's password in 2018.
Yeah, exactly. That's going to shoot right up there. At number 3 is 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8.
Uh-huh.
At number 2, as Mocha pointed out, is password. And at number 1, the number 1 password for 2017, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6.
Oh, so creative. Yes or no, damn it, Maury, out of any of those 10.
Oh, good question. Good question.
Any of those 10, do you use either on your home computer, work computer, phone?
Bank account.
I will say this, the guy who, the guy, bank account.
Took you a minute.
The guy who created the system of using an uppercase, a lowercase, a number, and a symbol.
Is the most hated man in North America?
But he did an interview not that long ago that said that when he came up with that, he was just working as an engineer for some security software company. But he actually knew nothing about security. And he regrets that because it's actually not the most secure way of doing a password. And they had said that if you just let people write what they wanted to write, it would actually be a far safer password.
Oh, snap.
Because people tend to rely on very common, memorable things.
Sure.
When they have to do an uppercase, a lowercase, a number, and a symbol. And they're much easier to crack than if you were just allowed to write...
Butterfly kisses.
Butterfly kisses.
Hey. The Roz and Mocha Show podcast.
I want to get into this with you, which was the Craigslist ad.
Uh-oh.
Where somebody was looking for to rent out space in their apartment.
Okay.
And Vice picked this up and did a great article on it yesterday. So the ad was for $500.
Okay.
It was for a one-bedroom. It's a one-bedroom place.
In Toronto?
In Toronto.
Oh, wow.
And, but it was the... sort of pictures and the writing and the expectation of the rest of the ad that was really weird. So there's a guy named Eddie.
Okay.
And first of all, in the ad, there's a picture of Eddie without a shirt on.
like I'm going to be your landlord. This is what I look like.
And that's not even the weirdest part.
Okay.
So offers for his prospective roommate to stay in half of his king-size bed.
Hold on, what?
He's looking for somebody to pay $500 a month to stay in half of his king-size bed. And there was a photo with it, with a king-size bed and then pillows lying down the middle, like a pillow divider.
Hold on.
Yeah.
So Eddie...
Yeah.
...is looking for a roommate, but you have to sleep in Eddie's bed?
With Eddie. But there was
a pillow divider.
Yes. And he said the pillow divider means, he goes, pillows in the middle means I'm not interested. Okay.
For
$100 yeah. a month?
Yeah. And then he discusses how he's recently married but waiting for his wife to immigrate. He also adds, no guys apply or black ladies. So it gets a little racist as well.
What?
And then he goes on to say, I see a lot of bodies alive and dead, so chill, love, and respect. I want to sleep well. Don't worry. Bring your parents and let them help you make your room. Meantime, I will explain to your parents not to jump all over me. Ha, 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 ha. He requests,
this isn't real,
he
is
requests
it?
First and last, but we'll just accept first, seeing as how, quote, it's Christmas. And then, so there was a picture of him with his car, because he will also drive you around if you need him to, and a picture of him without a shirt on, and then a picture of the now famous king size bed with a pillow divider down the middle, which means that he's not interested.
Come
so
on.
We tried like hell to get this guy on the show today.
Oh, you did?
And Maury was talking to him all last night, and I'm going to read you some of their conversation back and forth.
What?
Okay. So Maury wrote him being like, hey, it's Damon Maury, Raza Mocha Show. We want to do an interview with you. Come on the radio tomorrow. And he wrote Maury back. You can move in tonight. I only have FaceTime or WhatsApp. I can't receive landline calls. Let me pick you up like an hour. We'll drop you by to pick up pizza, come back and watch movies and enjoy ourselves. And then Maury wrote, I think you misunderstood. I'm not looking to rent the room or have pizza. We were looking to call you on the Roz and Mocha Show and have a talk. And then he wrote, I'm going to remove the listing because it's yours. Do you have a bed or you sleep with me? I'm on 8-week vacation so I can help you. And then Maury wrote, hey, again, not looking to rent the room or sleep with you. I tried calling, but it's not in service. Can I call you? And then he wrote, about what time my wife starving and I'm send money. USA and Canada keep on sanctions with my wife went almost 2 days with no food. Yes, please call me so I can warn Canadians everything is going to skyrocket. So be prepared. And then Maury wrote, okay, I'll reach out to you. We want to hear your story. And then he wrote, looks like I canceled my phone. Only have FaceTime and WhatsApp. I also go to the food bank to send money to my wife. So what you do is get married. Tell my wife to go to Venezuela. You will go nuts when they tell you they only found one thing and she lost weight.
What? Come on.
Yeah.
This is real life,
this
Eddie.
This is real life, Eddie. Yeah. And then Maury wrote, hey, I'm trying to reach you. Can I FaceTime you? And then he wrote this at 2 a.m. Just got out of the shower. and that was the last we heard from Eddie, who put up the Craigslist ad to for $500 a month, you can rent half his king size bed.
Holy
with the pillow divider down the middle. So we tried to get the guy on. So that's that. But the ad is now gone, which kind of sucks because I didn't screen grab the picture of the king size bed with the pillow border. But what are you going to do?
Gabriel tweeted us at Kiss925. At least he's got a king size bed. Imagine if that was a twin or a single.
That's true. That's true.
Eve's been on hold. 416-870-8888. What do you want to say, Eve?
I was living in Vancouver.
Yeah.
And I was struggling to find some extra work. I didn't realize when I moved out there, I knew it was expensive, but I didn't know how expensive it was going to be. So I started working full time and I thought, well, I have a lot of experience with kids. I'll put up a Craigslist ad saying I'm looking to be a babysitter, and okay. Which is a really hard thing to do. Like, it's weird to put yourself out on Craigslist. And when I did it, I put a photo up of myself and I got an answer. Yes.
And what happened?
I got an answer from a woman that said, hi, we would like to help you. My name is whatever her name was. She was 16 years old. And she would like me to be a part of a polygamous relationship.
Oh,
and
whoa.
I would no longer be looking for work because they would take care of me. Because I would move in with them and live with her in her room. And the male of the relationship is a really strong man and would buy me groceries and pay my rent. And all I had to do was stay there and live happy.
That doesn't sound like a bad deal, though. Did you consider it for a minute or
God,
no?
Are you serious?
Come on now, Roz.
You know how scary that is?
Yeah, that's like she's basically saying, hey, can we kidnap you?
No.
Yeah.
No. No.
Oh my God, so scary. Come on.
I don't know. That's so, like,
did you get any other weirdos replying to your Craigslist ads?
Yes, I got other weirdos, but needless to say, I took the ad down and decided I'd rather be broke.
Yeah. What's wrong with, listen, you never saw Sister Wives?
Oh my gosh. No, but the title already, I'm not interested.
It can be done. Happens all the time.
Next thing you know, you get a reality TV show deal.
Yeah. Hold on a minute. Is Catherine on her plane yet? Yeah, she is. I've been thinking about this for a while.
I tell you what, you let me know how that proposal goes to your wife, Catherine.
Don't, and, no. Listen, I was, first of all, that was a joke. And if you say anything, I'll be really upset.
Thanks for the call, Eve.
Yeah, you're welcome.
Yeah, the Roz and Mocha Show podcast.
Hello, who's this?
Hey, how's it going? It's Shay.
What's up, Shay?
Oh, nothing. Just heading to work.
Okay, what's going on?
I actually called because I haven't heard stand-up from Maury in a while, and I kind of miss it.
Oh, you want to
You haven't heard what?
Maury do stand-up.
I haven't heard stand-up.
Oh.
Do you want to hear Maury do, like, Christmas jokes? Do you have a Christmas routine that you could do, Maury?
Yes, I do.
What's that?
Of course I have a Christmas routine.
Okay.
All right, Shay. We'll hook it up for you right now.
Oh, that's awesome. Thanks, all guys. Right. You guys are great.
Thank you for listening, Shay.
Take care.
So I guess we got to open up the...
are you ready?
Did you say Christmas?
Hold on. Let's open up the Roz and Mocha Comedy Club.
This may be the first time Maury's actually ready.
Is now open. Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome to the stage from the Roz and Mocha Show, the one, the only, Damian Maury!
Wait, Christmas! All right. So... how much did Santa pay for his sleigh?
How much did Santa pay for his sleigh?
Nothing. It was on the house.
Oh, no.
What do you call an elf who sings?
A singing elf.
No, a rapper. I think it's the you wrapped the present.
Yep.
Why is Christmas
Ross already checked out? He's making his way to the door.
Why is Christmas just like your job?
Why is Christmas just like your job?
You do all the work and the fat guy in the suit gets all the credit.
Ooh, I don't, it's 2017. I don't know if you can make a joke like that. Making fun of somebody's weight, bro.
Well, Santa's fat. We all know that.
I know.
It's our fault, though. We're the ones to blame.
Yeah, that is true. Okay.
Why does Santa go down the chimney on Christmas Eve?
Why does Santa go down the chimney on Christmas Eve?
Because it soots him.
Oh, man.
Which of Santa's reindeer needs to mind his manners the most?
Which of Santa's reindeer needs to mind his manners the most?
Rudolph. What is the cow's holiday greeting?
What is the cow's holiday greeting?
Merry Christmas. Why did the elf push his bed into the fireplace?
Oh,
that's very violent.
Right. I actually sort of need to know this.
Okay, because he wanted to sleep like a log. Christmas tree trend started because people thought it would spruce things up a bit. Is there no punchline? It's just a punny line.
It's a what?
It's a punny line.
Funny line.
Like, it's not like a question. I'm just saying the whole thing.
But why? What's the significant? What did you just say?
Christmas tree trend started because people thought it would spruce things up a bit. Spruce trees?
Okay, I gotcha. Okay. Thanks.
What does the scientist decorate at Christmas?
What does the scientist decorate at Christmas?
A chemist tree. Now, I want to read this one, but it might just be inappropriate.
Inappropriate in what kind of way?
Please double check it, Roz. Before
anatomy?
We
Can I please do it? It's Christmas.
Yeah, but it's also risky.
Yeah.
Is that, what do you think, Roz? Like, okay.
Tell you what I'll do. I'll hand you my pass card. If it's inappropriate, I'll just leave.
No.
Okay.
I'll leave this up to you, Maury. You be the judge.
What is the difference between a snowman and a snowwoman?
What?
Snowballs! Oh, I gotta do one more so we don't end on that.
Well, too bad. That's Devin Moore.
No.
Roz and Mocha Q&A.
Well, hello, podcasters. Mm-hmm. So this is the part of the podcast that you've not heard on the radio. This is just for you guys. Now, we asked you on Instagram, I believe. I'm here, Roz. Mocha's also here, just in case you're wondering. Damn, Maury's also here. We asked you on Instagram if you had any questions for us. It was Ask Roz and Mocha, and we got some really amazing stuff. And the one cool thing that we're going to do is if you ask a question, we'll get a hold of you, and then you too can come on and be part of the podcast, as we have today. Let me see my these Instagram names. Insta Jewels with two S's. Insta Jewels with two S's.
Hi, Julietta.
Hi, Mocha.
How are you, honey?
Good. How are you?
Good. Roz is here, too.
Hi, Roz. Hi, good morning.
Hi. How's it going? Welcome to the podcast.
Thank you for having me.
Okay. So you had a question for Ask Roz and Mocha. And what did you want to know?
First of all, I just want to say that you guys are the best. And the podcast was one of the best things that ever, ever happened.
Aw, thank you.
To the Apple world. I listened to all of the episodes in one day.
Wow. Damn.
So you binged. You binged.
Binge listened. So, Julietta, what is your question for the Roz and Mocha Show?
I was wondering what do you guys enjoy cooking for your families, or something that you're really good at, or something that you're known to cook really nice? Something that you're known to cook really good.
Roz? I know Roz cooks like... Jeez. Roz is the guy that cooks for his family in the house. And you cook like...
Nice.
Such a wide variety of things, right?
I cook about 99% of the stuff that is cooked in the house. And oftentimes, too, at least twice a week, I'll do three different dinners, one for me, one for Catherine, and one for Roxy, just because we all want different things.
Oh, my God. Yeah.
So what would you say is, like, the number one on your list? Yeah. What are you, like, super, super good at?
Like, I love making soup. Like, my whole life, I could just live on soups, salads, and sandwiches. My whole life, I could live on that. But I really love making soup because soup goes over really well in my house because Catherine and Roxy really love soup.
Yeah.
But I like simple things. Like, to me, making a steak, and it's a good thing that Damn It Maury's here because we've talked about how to cook the perfect steak so many times on this show. And to me, making a steak is just, it's so easy to not screw up.
Sure.
And I just do you know what a sous vide is? I just started sous vide-ing. It's like a pot of boiling water with this mechanical thing in it that heats the water, but it doesn't heat it to boiling because I think what's boiling, Maury? Like what,
150?
No, not 150. boiling is, I think it's like 228 or something like that, but this cooks at like 195. And so you can actually put your hand in it and it just slow cooks a steak in a bag. And then all you have to do is take it out and fast fry it in a pan. And it's what restaurants do. It's like a big culinary secret. So I just learned how to
sous vide. I think I've heard of it.
Yeah. They do it a lot on shows like Chopped.
Oh, okay.
Right? And all those like fancy cooking shows, they'll sous vide a lot. So I'm just sort of getting into that now. And I know that Mocha, when Mocha's love for all things Italian changed when he moved up to the neighborhood that he lives in now, which is predominantly Italian.
Yeah.
So I see Mocha posting a lot of pictures of Italian food.
Yeah. In our house, it's pasta all day. Yeah. Using the sauce with the homemade meatballs with a couple of variations of meat all just like mixed together.
That's it.
Also, I like doing my own hamburgers. I think I'm getting decent at that. I still need a little bit more practice just messing around with different cuts of meat, but and steak, barbecuing steak as well.
And damn it, nice. Would you like to quickly, damn it, Maury, give Jules your quick recipe
for
let's do your mac and cheese recipe quickly.
I knew you were going to ask
please.
That. That's my favorite thing. When Matthew's not cooking Portuguese food, I'll do my mac and cheese. Which is you open the box of mac and cheese, you boil your water, you cook the mac and cheese, but then after you're done straining the mac and cheese, you put in your cheese powder, then you put in your ketchup, then you put in butter, then you put in milk, then you put in corn, then you put in tuna, then you put in egg. And then you eat.
Honestly, I'm getting a stomach ache listening to this.
Oh, that's so gross. Hey, Julietta, before we let you go, what's the one thing that in your house, what are you good at cooking?
I'm Portuguese, the same with Matthew. So we like a lot of meats. We like potatoes. And so I recently moved out with my boyfriend, so I took a lot of my mother's skills with me, or at least I've tried.
Yeah.
Now, though, I'm in a situation where my boyfriend is a hunter, so he's bringing different meats into the place. And
wow,
like with the fur and horns still.
Like, what's he out there hunting? What's he bringing home?
He's a massive deer hunter. Like, it's his passion. It's his number one thing in life. And
so in your house, Julietta, in your house, yeah. your boyfriend is bringing home deer?
Well, not a whole deer, but yeah, cut up.
Have you ever had deer?
Never.
No,
I've had deer. I'm sorry if this is like a sensitive topic to some, but like,
you do.
I have had deer and it is delicious and roasts. It is like you have to make sure you're cooking it to a point where it's not gamey. It doesn't taste chewy, but in a roast,
Mocha's face right now. Hey, Jules, thanks so much for the call.
Okay, thank you guys. Love you so much.
Out. Yeah, thanks for hanging on the podcast with us. A couple other questions here. Mocha, quickly, I'll burn through some of these real quick with you. Nike or Adidas?
Ooh, well, I'm wearing Jordans today and a Jordan hat, so Nike.
Nike. Marvel or DC?
Marvel all day!
And I'll answer this one. What is the one thing that annoys you about the other? That was from Megan Benedict 05. So Megan Benedict 05 said, what is the one thing that annoys... What is the one thing you do that annoys the other? I'll tell you the one thing that Mocha does that annoys me. I'll answer this, which really does annoy me, but it's the greatest sort of annoyance ever, which is with Mocha. Everything in the world means something to Mocha. Everything has sentimental value.
What do you mean?
Oh God, please.
Like what?
Everything means something to you. Don't deny it. Like,
give
I don't
me
know.
An example.
Like, don't
like
front
what?
Right now. Everything. I could say something to you right now or give you something and you would find meaning in it. You find sentimental meaning in everything. You remember everything. You're a fantastic gift giver. Like, everything has sentimental value to you.
Listen, don't hate because I have emotions, bro.
I don't hate, but I find it annoying because I'm the exact opposite. Here we go. So Mike Bansavitar. Said, hey, listen to you guys every day, and I'm so happy the podcast came out. Love 5 and 7, the best Roz and Mocha original game, in my opinion. Is it possible to give Dammit Maury a daily math problem or daily riddle to solve?
God, that's a lot of thinking headaches.
That's a lot of thinking headaches. So something like this. So, Maury, a merchant can place 8 large boxes or 10 small boxes in a carton for shipping. In one shipment, he sent a total of 96 boxes. If there are more large boxes than small boxes, how many cartons did he ship?
Okay, so start one more time. I just moved my hands out to 8, but I didn't do anything else.
Okay, Maury's counting on his fingers. I think we may have to continue this on next week's podcast, by the way. But if you do have any questions for us, Maury, how is the moon like a dollar?
How is the moon like it? Because it's round.
No, okay. Wow.
I was going to say, and sometimes it's half. So like, okay. That doesn't make any sense.
They both have 4 quarters. Okay, Maury, how many eggs can you put in an empty basket?
12.
Why 12?
Because there's only one in a carton of eggs. There's 12.
Okay, but how many eggs can you put in an empty basket?
In an empty basket, how many eggs can you put? There's a trick in here somewhere. How many eggs can you put in an empty basket?
There is a trick in here somewhere.
Well, how big's the basket?
Okay. The answer is 1, Maury. One egg in an empty basket. Because then as soon as you put 1 egg in, the basket
is no longer an empty basket.
There you go.
We'll do this once a week on the Roz and Mocha podcast. Love getting your questions. And we'll remind you on Instagram. So if you would like to follow all of us on Instagram, those are...
at Kiss925, at Roz Weston, R-O-Z-W-E-S-T-O-N, at Mocha Frapp, M-O-C-H-A-F-R-A-P.
And like at least on the podcast, give mine
at Dammit Maury.
Thank you.
D A M N I T M A U R I E.
That meant so much to me right there.
And also, here's a fun thing that you could do: hit follow for Dammit Maury, and then just so long enough for him to get that notification, and then hit unfollow.
I've been burned with that a couple of times. It's not a fun place to be. All right, we'll see you next week.
Thanks for listening to the Roz and Mocha Show podcast.
Catch the guys live weekday mornings from 6 to 10
on KISS 92.5.
KISS925.com
or on the KISS 92.5 app.